Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've been sharing on the ministry of prophets and the gift of prophecy. And I would like it because, you know, it's a wonderful spiritual ministry that God has given to the body of Christ, the gift of personal prophecy, which is meant, and the Word of God outlines it, it is meant, for edification, for comfort, and for exhortation. That's the purpose of it. And not being directive, and if there's any kind of direction, it would be only as a confirmation to what God is speaking to your heart. He's not going to tell you to make a trip to Africa if you've had no inclination toward that, if He hasn't been dealing with you about that. And it's for reasons of errors like that, people well-meaning but zealous and immature in their spiritual stature in terms of moving in the gifts have caused sometimes great harm in the body of Christ. But nonetheless, you know, the devil always has a counterfeit, but there is true prophecy which fulfills a scriptural purpose. However, my whole point in sharing this, being on the subject of this week, is to encourage you to be able to hear God's voice clearly for yourself. And sometimes, I just want to share out of my own experience, it may not be literal words that you hear. Sometimes God deals more frequently with men like that, in that way. But many times it's just a gentle prompting of the heart, a little gentle nudging. And if you follow that, you'll have it confirmed. Oh, that was the Holy Spirit. Or He'll show you ways to do things. He's just marvelous, the Holy Spirit, and how He moves in our lives. But God wants you to know that you can hear His voice. He can lead you throughout the day. And He wants you to understand that when a prophetic word is given, it's not just for direction, because it's in the mouth of two or three witnesses that every word shall be established. And so we have to understand God, His primary purpose is to cause you to know Him in an intimate, vital way, a dynamic relationship. He's a God that loves to communicate. And so it's important that we understand, as wonderful as personal prophecy might be, and as I've shared many times, those who write, I share a personal word in terms of a prophetic word with them, but that should never take the place of your relationship with God, your responsibility before the Lord to hear from God, fasting, praying, seeking His face until you have a certainty. That is the safest, best way to know that you remain in God's will, is God's witness to your spirit and you have peace. But you know what happens is many times people are so busy, they fail to take time to listen to what God wants to say to them. You know, our prayer time, it should not just be for presenting our prayer petitions to the Lord, but also to wait upon Him, to give Him an opportunity to speak and to hear what He wants us, how He wants to direct us in our day, the day that's before us, if you're spending time with Him in the morning. And when this is the case, when someone is so busy, He will sometimes use the voice of the prophet to speak to individuals, to congregations, as well as to the nation as well, to direct them. If they're going down a wrong way, that's where exhortation comes in. And God's greatest desire, beloved, though, I want you to understand, is for us to give Him our time. and to wait upon Him until our mind and our emotions are sufficiently cleared for Him to reveal His heart to us, as well as His mind, very clearly. He that believeth shall not make haste. And many times we're just, you know, rushing out the door. So God bless my day. You know, if we don't, it's just the way of the world. It's the roadblocks the enemy puts in our path to do everything he can to take away quiet time, whatever time you set it, in the morning and during the day or at night, however he makes opportunity for you. Seek his face and then don't let anything interrupt. Some of you probably are smiling because you know that the minute you've determined to do that, sure enough, the phone rings or the kids are crying. Something will happen to distract you. Why? Because there's nothing more important to the Lord than your time with him. He really, truly wants you to have that relationship. Now we have to do it by faith. We can't literally, he could certainly audibly speak to us, but in many cases it's not. We don't have our sense information. We don't see him. One day we're going to see him face to face, even as Job said, with my eyes on the earth, I shall behold him. And we don't hear him literally with an audible voice, as Samuel, the young boy Samuel, heard the Lord calling him audibly. I mean, he can do that. But we have to be much more sensitive. Now we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is very, very gentle, and he doesn't intrude. He's a perfect gentleman, and he's waiting for an invitation. He's waiting for an invitation in our personal time to say, Lord, speak to me. Show me what you want. If there's something I've hurt or offended you or I've sinned today, please show me, convict me, that I can repent, because I want to walk in wholeness and in perfection before you. You know, that's what the Lord told Abraham. He said, he was 99. He said, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. Well, that's intention of God has never changed. Of course, we can't do that in our own flesh or in our own strength, but it is God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's given us the Word of God, the Old Testament, the New Testament, so we can become familiar with him. And many pastors counsel with people who believe they've received a true word from the Lord. But, beloved, even true prophecies, hear me now, true prophecies, if they are not rightly understood or responded to, and I'm referring now to personal prophetic words, even those true prophecies can cause great confusion and wrong decisions among Christians. And this is especially true for those who are immature in the Lord or uncommitted or biblically uneducated. They don't know the Word of God. And this situation, of course, is made even worse and when the havoc that can be created by false prophecies. And the fact of the matter is, that's why you don't hear prophecies a lot today in local congregations, because many church ministries and leadership have turned away from personal prophecy because of the heartache and confusion that can result if the individual will not listen to godly counsel and or if they've received a false prophecy. What we must do is train God's people to recognize the true gift of prophecy from the Lord. And it's important, beloved, for us to consider the vocal gifts of inspiration. That's the nine gifts of the Spirit which are given. The gifts which say something of utterance, the vocal gifts, are the gift of prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Then we will know how to respond to a true word from the Lord. Prophecy, as wonderful and as great as it is for the blessing of God's people. It's a sacred word, and we must be assured the word is from the Lord. That's why having maturity in the Lord and knowledge of the Scriptures and discerning of spirits is so important. Prophecy is not to be taken lightly, and God has not given prophecy to be played around with. The prophet, beloved, is one of the fivefold ministries given for the perfecting of his saints and the maturing of the body of Christ. The ministry of the prophet is close to the heart of God. That office is an integral part of what God is doing in the earth today. And it's only the ministry, it's the only ministry of which God makes this declaration, "Do my prophets no harm." Psalm 105:15 says, saying, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Matthew 10:41 says that he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And in 1 Corinthians 12:28, we see God declaring God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And we hear the word of the Lord in Chronicles 20:20, which states, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." The fivefold ministry, beloved, was given for the perfecting of the saints. The church is the bride of Christ and will be properly prepared and made ready for her wedding day. The bride cannot be ignorant of the things of God. She can't be muddy and malnourished and beaten down and defeated. She will be in the prime of her beauty and power. She will be fully clothed with her wedding garments, which are the garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness, the garment of praise, the armor of God, and fully equipped, beloved, with her weapons of spiritual warfare, which are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Her sword is the word of God, which is made sharp, praise God, and the Holy Spirit revealing his word through fivefold ministry, praise God. Beloved, we're living in wonderful and exciting times, and my prayer, my heart's desire is, as never before, you will draw ever closer to the Lord, that you can hear the sweet voice of the Holy Spirit, his gentle urgings and promptings, and that you will obey him. Well, beloved, there's yet more to share, and we'll have to continue next week. And I invite you to tune in at this same time. If any time you choose to rehear a broadcast or you missed it, just go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can listen anytime as you click the broadcast. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Thank you for your prayers. I love you and pray for you every day, radio family. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.